ready, so we
yes,
will
I'm ready.
Hear the score from Gendo in Verde and Atlantica Verde.
Yes, I for the title of my paper, I wanted just to add here a small sentence. Sometimes I wish that that the guy who invented auto-correction is burning in the hollow. So I'm very sorry about the misprint on your handout. It is a problem of the auto-correction of my program because Atlantica is apparently nothing in the dictionary either of English, French, or German, so it corrects Atlantica to Atlantica. Gender in Atlantica, in Atlantica, it's just a draft. It is the beginning of a paper which I will soon go to put on the at least on the web. And I'm going to speak about languages which are situated here in this area, in the border area between Nigeria and Cameroon, south of the Upper Benue or Middle Benue, as you may wish. This is the area closer, and this is the red ones are actually the languages I'm going to talk about. The red you don't see very clearly on you don't see it all on your head out. But so the names are the Atlantica Verde, Tobom, Romnem. Django is not Atlantica, but it is Verde in the very cluster. In the ethnologue who wishes to refer to the ethnologue, all these languages, all the red ones are called Mom Django in the ethnologue. So they have one single name for all of them. You will find the metadata. You will find historical some historical notes on Verde and Atlantica Verde in your in the handout which I distributed. So I will not waste too much of my time to go into details on that. So the best documented variety of the entire Verde cluster is still, and I have to admit, I was in Nigeria in 2012. Actually, the Verde languages were part of my field research, but I had to interrupt and was not able to go back since because of the known problems with security in Adamawa State and even in the border area between Nigeria and Cameroon. So much of the data I present here is only half. I wish I could say more. But when I got the invitation to this workshop, I found you had written Sambadu with a question mark, and I said, so why not? I mean, there's very little on this group. So I was trying to present what I may know. The various Atlantica, it's actually a cluster, so you find the names here. You should mark when you see names in that area, the people end in E or U. It depends whether they have lost or kept class 2. Those who have kept class 2, they end in U. Those who have lost class 2, they end in E. And the languages are all just the suffix M or M or Mu, which is a very well-known class, which is a well-known suffix for languages all across Adamawa Gur, or as I sometimes wish to say, Benue Volta, referring to the river basins where these languages are spoken. You find it in the Gur language, you find Gulma, Chema, Yom, the M is actually the suffix, you find Chema, and here you find the Kobom for Kobo. You also find it in the Benaboy group for Robma, the language of the Robba. And you find in the Yungu, in the Longuda group, you find Lungurama, meaning referring to the language, and the Lungura are the people of Lungurama. I will come directly to the first table, or let's say, or actually, I should start here. So this is a very gender of the main valley, the valley in Nigeria, the valley of the Valley Hills, and it has been, there is a dictionary by Roger Blanchard Edwards from 1988. I gave you the link on the handout. I will provide all this what you have here. I will provide it. I will send it to everyone who wishes on as an attachment to an email, so you can download the various links yourself. So these are the genders based on the agreement clauses in MOMI, to which I added some of my own notes, because I went to the same place as where Blench and Edwards have worked, which is the Yadin area, but I also have information from another dialect, which is, let's say another variety of the button, which is more to the east. So, in the dictionary of Blench, you can't really distinguish between nouns having an agreement which require agreement Z or S. So if you have, for example, a bird, it's nos, as. Meanwhile, in the other dialect, in the button, it's nos, as, and the plural is noi, I. So the class marker, or let's say the agreement markers, are these consonants which you find following the demonstrative stem A. So as is actually the class Z, I is the class E, Al is the class L, and Ak is class K, Au is class U, At is stands for class T, and so forth. These are the classes you find here on the handout. I will come back to it. I just give you a few examples. The very language, and this is also includes the Atlantica very, have a considerable disparity regarding the quantity and form of the agreement clauses and the quantity and form of the characteristic noun suffixes. You find this on the second page of your handout, where you find on top the very genders based on the agreement clauses, and on the bottom you find the various noun suffixes for each of the agreement for classes. So let me first finish here. So we have in the singular in class 1 S and Z, because these are the two markers. Actually, Z stands really for the human class, or for class 1. Meanwhile, S is a class which in Gur languages is mostly a plural class to ka, kase. Meanwhile, in the Atlantica Mountains, se is a class which has mainly generic terms that is characteristic for it, and so that it may be singular, it may be plural. It has things, for example, animals which come in herds or in groups, which will not be differentiated, like bigs, the snake. There is no small snake, anything. So snakes are just considered to be a general term, and fish, of course, and antelopes, which run in groups. And it also has things like iron and straw, bush. You'll see in class, in the outer line, you find part of these numbers, including the constructions in brackets. These refer to Gur reconstructions, which we have done in 2012, in order to be able to understand what are actually these classes referring to. Because every of these classes, at least that's what we found in Gur, not every, but most of them have a certain semantic. Maybe the semantic may not be clearly distinguished, but they have a semantic as, for example, this class 14, characteristic items in this class in the Atacora Mountains as well as in the Atlantica Mountains is a pirogue, a canoe, the food, what you call to or tuo, and trees. So these are this is a collection of nouns. How you are going to group them? I mean, if you wish to say canoe is made out of wood. What then is the food? The food is surely not. Then again, class five. This is a very common thing. This K here stands for class Q. Class Q, where you find, for example, infinitives inside, and class K, and down here you find this class is what I proposed to call a thin class. You find communication on the web, because in those Otivolta languages and in those Atlantica languages where this class is prominent, you only have one, you mostly have only one noun inside, which is thin. And derivations with thin, and also the neutral form of adjectives, which is something white, something red, something big, of those adjectives which take agreement. Because then they take agreement of something, of a thing, and this can stand alone. So white is something white. I have here, you find a footnote in class one, because I did not put a reconstruction in class one. I just put X, because for Gur we reconstruct as I have written here, it's U or R. That is a Gur reconstruction for class one. For noun class languages on the upper Benue, a reconstruction of the class U or front vowel probably restricted to plus human only is more likely. In the various language groups, this class appears to have merged with another class. I put R, which you do not see on, which I had to put it on the handout, which enlarged the semantics to plus animate plus and modified the agreement. You find in most languages, in Longto, for example, the class marker in Longto, the class marker corresponding to the Z in the Atlantica Mountains is Y. As you see with these nouns, there are clear correspondences. There are three different vowels, so one cannot say that this has something to do with the vowel quality. You have Y. Meanwhile, in Vere, it's Z's, and the Z is what we expect here, the suffix Yo. But this person in Longto has no singular suffix. If it would have had one, it would be your also. The same in the plural Ziri, and here you have the dog, ye, yo, and in accordingly, regularly, you have zas in Vere, and you have the yule, which we know also from Gur. It's a very spread root there in this form. We have Zur in the class Le, of course, in Vere, and the plural is Zuti. I may come to discuss this T if I find time, I don't know. In Atlantica, this is the Nissim variation of the Atlantica Vere. This they did not follow, they rather. They followed the sound shift, but they kept somehow another agreement the why. So, and also what you see here in the very, in the main very, the plural marker for this human nouns or for the animal noun, for the animal nouns as we presented by dog is I. So the agreement is E. Meanwhile, in Atlantica, you still have the W or the U corresponding to the B in long term. You find this the same system is also found with derivations like the stranger in Genio. Meanwhile, in Veri is Gens. And meanwhile, the plural is Bo, and in Veri is, of course, Yi. I said, it says here it's partially correspondence, so there are still other nouns where there is an agreement that you have the blind person in Yeo. Meanwhile, it's Yis. The suffix is, of course, has shifted, but not the words then. And you find something in similar in Atlantica. So now coming back to the table here, we find the most significant thing is that there is no plural two. There is no plural four people. So in Veri, if they want to reduce their class system to an animacy system, they will have a great problem because the human class, singular, merged with the class where you find iron and generic terms like honey and bush inside, and meanwhile the plural doesn't even exist. So this is there is one road blocked, and well, I will not. I don't have to. Do I have to say something? Yes, I do differentiate the two M. I do differentiate it. Veri is now not the right language to do that, but there seems to be a distinction between class what we call 23. Actually, it is the class 6A, which you know from Bantu 6A. But 6A is a Bantu terminology. There is no reason why my class should be 6A. So you may even say there is no reason why it should be 23. But it was just added at the end. And there is a class Mu, which has rather a plural function of as a plural class. So you find it in many, well, in quite a few Gur languages as a regular counterpart to a ka. To ka, ka, m, ka, ma, ka, mu. You find it in specifically in the, I think, in the Gurma group. And I think you have it also in Yoma, isn't it?
No. I don't know what one is.
Anyway, the lines here, which are dotted, these are cases where I do not have many examples. So since there is only one noun, or let's say maybe one or two others in this thin class in Veri, the end it forms its plural with T, so there's only a dotted noun. And there are two or three nouns in Ka which form their plurals with S. So all the others, like it's Moors, a big river, and there are two others. Meanwhile, most of the S, if they form a gender opposition or a number opposition, they form it with class E. And some with class T. So here we, I have to admit, as somebody who works who works with noun class systems in a historic comparative way, I can. This is much more appealing to me if I see certain classes where I can assign a certain semantic by their arrangement. And from there, I see what are the declension or what are the noun forms which pattern in the syntax in with the same agreement with the same agreement pattern. Here, this large group mostly unrelated suffixes is partly explained by the loss of class 2 and accordingly also class 2a, because some of these are just found as plural markers of kinship terms. So, just strictly going by more morphological reasons, it has to have to be added here. These, for example, nibi and ri, these are similar to our colleagues on the Bernard Jungo were presenting, with mse. These are markers where for nouns where you may not have where you have you need you want to make a plural, for example, oil or this is, for example, iron is here. You find different kinds of iron, so it is not E but in B, on V. This is an additional, a marker, a secondary plural suffix which has actually, it will follow a certain agreement pattern, but it has it's not really inside the system, but it has to be inside the system because every noun has to have an agreement in the phrase. We will find nouns which are agreement which have only one or two. Here, all the variants of class U can be explained as deriving from Bu. So I put them all in one line in class K. K and KP are variants as suffixes. So you have words like sink and or fok, and you really hear the velar labial sound. You will see that there has no line has been drawn to ka, pa. These are the verbal nouns. I don't know if they actually form plurals, but I have not found any plural in the data. But this ka, pa is restricted to verbal nouns. You find, then this is again the class ni. Here the T class, well, this is just, there's nothing much to say about that. This is a plural class 10, which you also have in Ruhr as class 10, which you will, as you see, actually all classes in Rere except this class 1, they all are matched one to one in form and semantics to Otti Volta Ruhr classes. So this is why, and the point that these oddities like this one concerning the sync class, and oddities like the content of class 14, and oddities as that class K has plurals with N and T regularly, always, and they are interchangeable at times. These are oddities which are found in Ruhr languages as well, and these are one of these morphological points on which the theory of Adamauer Ruhr or Benno Volta is also based. I know that you wish that I write the T in this line. If there is a transnumeral class, so there is a number of transnumeral nouns in Verre. Here you get those ones with T, forest, farm, food, resource. These are not plurals. Sure not. I mean, how can this is a single cave, a single inheritance and so forth, while intestines may be cloned, but others like rubbish heap, communal hunt, witchcraft, fear and pus are not. And in addition, I found a few, but maybe if one insists, there are even more nouns of T which form plurals with E. They use a gimbal of the dead, or they have either a plural E or zero or T. So this led me to, I mark it red here, so maybe it may be discussed why I did it, but to me these are semantically, I can't bring them semantically in line with a class which has only plurals of trees and what, because the meaning is not a plural meaning. Meanwhile, all the other nouns in T, which I have T, it, and R, and so forth, as a nominal form, are plurals. The same is true for here, for this class, where, well, this is the so-called Ma class, which is different from the plural of nouns, which is different from the plurals which are formed or built from KP or others from the K class. This is okay. So now I will come to. Let me finish with Vere. I have, of course, I just show you, so this you don't have in your abstract. Vere derivation, so Vere has a number of derivations. I just, since my data is I couldn't verify my, so it's just what I found in the notes I have. So you get words derived, for example, from verbs like tomkwa. This is a well-known Niger-Congo root to send or to work. And you have to send, you have toms, the work. The plural is tomte, works. And the messenger should stay here. This has jumped the line. Tombas would be the messenger. The bar refers to an agent, and that is again the class suffix. You have gemqua to load, and gems a load, rurka to steal, ruse the thief, and rur the theft on stealing, eska to rest, to breathe, and esem, press, noka to run, and so forth. Then you also get derivations from nouns, whereby I don't know what is derived from what. You have bant, meaning the power or wealth, so it also refers to the action of a chief. Meanwhile, buns, again with a Z, and is a chief. I talked about the neutral form of adjectives. We, me, the stem is we, the ni is a noun suffix. In kinship and nouns are in class Z, E. Yes. Oh, sorry. Z, E, yes. So, and they usually have a suffix zero in the singular, and in the plural simply E. So you have Ansara, I think you all know what Nasara is, or you may not. I see Florian is laughing. So. Well, this is how people shout at the likes of us in the area. And they see you, it's like Baturi or Oibo or something like this. It comes from the Nasara, from Jesus of Nazareth, and actually refers to Christians, but It has become a general term for white people. Borgo, Borgoi is also a house of Fulani word, Lumo, it's a market. So this has just add in the singular zero suffix, in the plural there. And these are the selection of kinship terms. We have Baba, the Babai, the grandmother, the uncle, which is a very important term in an area where you have matrilineal descent. And this is actually the root of the name, Vere, Vere, meaning a friend. As a matter of fact, if I was to arrange the noun forms according to just the noun form, it would mean that all these kinship terms would fall into the same line as nouns in K class, which do not have a singular suffix, or at least not a detectable singular suffix. And this is not necessarily because it is phonologically not possible. As you see here for the name, for the word for moon, se, ser, but meanwhile you have seg, same, the waste name. I want to also draw your attention, on how many in how many instances of a suffix R you have across the whole system. That is why I colored it. So you have N zero and R. This is here, it's not explainable. You find in all languages of the Vere cluster. Why does this class has L and R? They are in these languages. They are not phonologically partners. R is a partner of D, but L is maybe a partner of N, but not of R. There are even some languages which do not even have an R. Again, in class K, what is a suffix R doing there? In case I would line up R with its various partners in a declension system, this information would somehow be hidden, be lost. That there is a plural R in the E class, and that there is a plural R in the T class, it can of course be explained phonologically. Meanwhile, in the E class, it's not. Let me just rush into the Atlantica Vere. There we have a thing which is rather strange. The E has been replaced by a K. But the class 2, which is the ba or wa or whatever in other languages, has been maintained. There is only one single noun in these languages. It's not only the Nisim. There's only one single noun, which is bille alla, bige ake. This stone, these stones. This is the only terms of a noun with a plural suffix ge or with vila in this class. And if you look at the suffixes, you can even not, there is again, we have the R which has now left the U class. The R belongs to this, and you have dere and de, which are again secondary plural markers. They never have been, I don't think they ever have been class markers as such, but they always have been as secondary markers. You find something similar when you read the last Gur volume, you find that the class Chi, which has more or less the same function, it's a subclass of E, and it just marks plurals of nouns which are of masses and generic terms. it makes no point in discussing this much further because it is a similar large disparity of the relatively straightforward markers with and the corresponding and their respective noun suffixes. Here you actually find these some of the examples where you find the regular plural for L is K. So you have the suffix T, you have the suffix R, and you have the suffix G for the plural K. And here you find also the K forming plurals of the of generic and mass terms in S class with the suffixes the R and the. So if I still have time, I would add a small point again. Otherwise, Vomnem, which you find actually, I think, in your header on the last in the appendix, there is a noun class. Well, there is a sketch, a table for Vomnem in as just Vomnem, just the agreement markers. In Vomnem, you find a very very interesting thing. Maybe not such interesting, but you may remember Z was class 1. So you have dog, za, so, za, ma, so, the person, Marie, ma, ja, so, man, husband. Here you find one of these K or T plural markers which are here for kinship terms. Then again you have the class da or ne, the thing class, which has a suffix n, like this is the thing here, but in some of the languages of the Atlantica, where I found just over Sunday, there is a very recent thing I came across, that the slave is in that class. So I asked my consultant, so you treat the slave as a thing, or you compare it as something, as a property, or what? And he said yes, and he smiled. And so it seems as, but if you look at in Vomnem, you see that nouns with the suffix so, which should belong to class 1, just of a sudden start, using the agreement markers of the thing of the new of the thing class. You have the gonzo, yidzo, annozo, but one may think that it may be have been triggered a large one of the semantic property. Well, this is as it may be it's a question, but there are some of the variants of the Atlantica which seem to follow partially this development. So it means you have an established class, so should actually refer to people, but now an established agreement class, they enter the agreement class of another established with a different semantic. So that is, I think I could stop here, so to come back to here. What the main feature of the Wéré languages in Nigeria and Cameroon seems to be that they have a large number of noun forms corresponding to a restricted number of agreement markers, and all agreement markers are proper Adamawa Gur class markers. Because semantically and in form, they correspond So, but the suffixes, of course, they do, the noun forms, they do not. And a new development, but those who know a little bit, who remember a little bit Manessi, this, another problem of this noun class system is you do not see class 6. Very common in very common in Venue Corvo, you have DR, DR, except Bantu, where it also has been replaced. And here you have not a single sign of it. You may say, okay, the E, that is the R has been short, so, but what happened to the R? So, but if you look at Manessi, he has offered E, Yi, Ki as three of the class markers for the E class. So maybe this. These are closely related languages. If I've seen today how Nabri and Gichode, which are quite a distant, although they are close related, but if you reconstruct their class system, you find so many parallels, so many parallels. But look at the Atlantica Mere and the proper Mere. If you look at the nouns, you find in the lexicon they do not differ strongly, but in morphology they differ very strongly. One may ask why. So it may be because that is how their settlement pattern is. Maybe it is because they did not marry each other. They did not come to common markets. They each stayed in their hills, and they did not. So it is not there was not much. They follow. If you read Meek, when he discusses the clan structure of the Mere people, he also combines all the ones I have presented here. And if you read how different their clan structure is, it is very amazing. If you follow matrilineal descent, me and my brother, our children are not related on the matrilineal side, isn't it? Because I married someone and he married someone, and so the children belong to the mother's side, so are not related. Which means their grandchildren, my grandchildren, they all could marry each other freely, without any problem, without any restrictions by the clan membership. This means that in given mountain villages, the number of people staying, having to go outside to find a married partner is much smaller. Which means that is why maybe the people were able to develop very, very different how they were able to develop this morphological disparity. I think I should end here. As the last sentence, this is not true for all Sambaduro. If you look in the handout, in Longto, you find a nice match of agreement and noun forms, as we know from other languages.
The floor is open for questions, discussions, comments.
No? I have two. Can you go to your table one?
Yes.
I have two methodological points, and also a little bit how this system should be presented. No, it's the very gender system, the gender scheme. In the that you have in your handout.
Yes, this I don't know why.
Yes, this one. This one. No,
the
not this one.
This
yes.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are 2 points. One relating to the agreement classes. So, well, I remember you said there are a few nouns which agree in N. But if
and it doesn't turn up in your in the table above.
But why do you separate an N class in the plural and an N class in the singular? The agreement pattern is the same, right?
Maybe. Yes.
I mean, it looks as if in the agreement is according to the
thematic consonant except for the E in the plural.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it may be.
So that's the same agreement class, right?
Yes, maybe.
So then another thing I didn't understand, why do you distinguish between S set and the S class in terms of agreement?
That is because my data does not allow me to separate it so properly.
Yeah, but why do you separate it in the first place?
Because
of the consonant quality?
No, because they're actually two classes. I only have a limited number of bottom nouns. And there you have a difference between Z and S. And
okay, because they are phonemic.
I have a full... The problem is, as soon as a noun has an M, as the last, gim, then and it gets the suffix S or Z.
Yeah, of course, and it neutralizes presumably
yes,
to
so,
the, okay,
so,
this is...
So I cannot really differentiate it.
So, and the other point is a little bit relating to the representation of an agreement class, whether it's transnumeral, singular, or plural.
Yes.
I mean, I know that your representation is similar to the Gur tradition,
yes,
etc., but I think it is interesting from the perspective of the idea classes were not number sensitive.
Yes.
And now, as soon as a class that was formally insensitive to numbers, so basically mostly transnumeral nouns, but it, as soon as it enters a kind of class pairing, whether it becomes a singular with another class or a plural for another class, I think the representation should start to treat it also as a kind of either singular or plural, however rare it may be. Anyway, you have your stippled lines which show it's an incorrect or it's a rare pattern. But because I think this is the way how one could conceive of how does a class that started out as a transnumeral or number insensitive class actually becomes or can become a singular or a plural class.
Yes,
yes, but I think in a purely synchronic representation, however rare it might be that your S class is a plural, because that's what you represent with K and S in the middle of a plural, it should still be put in the plural, because in these contexts, where it pairs with K, it's a plural class. Even if many other nouns might be transnumeral, never pair with K, and...
So you would wish that the S would be here as well?
As well, yes. And the pairing would be, of course, from K with S in the plural, and the S as a transnumeral noun would stay in the middle, and you can say it's more prominent. But I think sometimes a visual representation reminds of, this is how things happen. Namely, you start out with a certain number behavior, let's say transnumeral, and then there are a few nouns where this transnumeral noun ends up as a singular or as a plural. And once this paired pattern actually increases in frequency, then a formally transnumeral noun ends up as a singular or as a plural.
Like here.
Yes. Yes, of course. I think this representation in Go, I understand why, because you know that the predominant pattern of that class is transnumeral, but I think it's still a bit confusing, and I rather wanted to explain why we, in our talk, actually put even if we just have one or two tokens of a transnormal class being a singular for some other class, we put it in a single class as well, in order to show, okay, this is the pathway how a transnormal class becomes a singular class, or a transnormal class becomes a plural class.
Across Atlantica, you see how the became a plural.
Yes, well, of course, I saw it also.
Because there is one language where it is only plural, and another is mainly singular.
Yeah. Okay.
This might be more of a comment, but I thought it was very interesting. As you said, the loss of class to Ba, and at least in one group. And I wonder if that might be, I mean, it looks like the class one you've identified has carries on or is cognate with both Bantu G class nine and Zhu class one. If maybe, since those merged when they lost their vowels, they said, well, I want all of these to have the same plural. I don't like it that some of my Zs have a Ba plural and some of my Zs have a E plural. It's because you know, when you look at something like Bantu with its nice, for the most part, you know, a singular class corresponds to a particular plural class. And maybe this shows that, yeah, that's a pressure that languages want to aim towards, even though obviously you don't come close to the perfect ideal of that. But does that sound reasonable to you?
I think if I live long enough and I see people settling down from their hills, I wonder how the class system will change, because with all their different ideas, they are going to meet, to live together in the down villages. They come from their hill settlements, and now it may be very interesting in what they actually end up with, because this system is very, very complicated. It even exceeds the German gender system, which is hard for foreigners, but for L2 speakers, this is going to be impossible. Not impossible, but it is very, very difficult to use a proper agreement. And then maybe something will happen, as what Mark and Lima have shown for the Binner, where you have three sets for the singular and three sets for the plural, which will serve all purposes, and you end up with a whole lot of nouns having all sorts of suffixes.
Any other questions or comments? If not, then we thank you again.
Thank you. You are using a notebook?
No, just using the...
Our last speaker for today is Florian Leone on the gender system of Lal and typological area.